broadcasting from the planet Earth. This is Apollo Mighty Extreme Comedy Presentation.
The Alt.Dot Comedy Lounge. Live comedy every Monday night at 9 at the Rivoli, 334 Queen Street, West Toronto. The Alt.Dot, where laughter is routine.
Hello, and welcome to the Rivoli. How's everyone doing tonight? All right, we have got a really great show tonight. Lots of really fantastic comics who are actually going to give a fuck tonight because it's a showcase for something, so that's exciting. So, I am your host, Andrew. This happens every Monday here at the Rivoli. Anyone been here before? Best night of comedy. One of the best nights of comedy you'll see in the city. All right, so this is very exciting. Today, it is, I think it's no longer winter. I think like it's actually spring now. I just think this fucking like Game of Thrones 9 years of winter bullshit that we were going through is over. So I think we can safely pack our fur capes away. So yeah, anyway, this is, I'm watching Game of Thrones now. Yeah, which is weird. I don't know, I'm on the first season. So maybe things change beyond my point of view right now, but I don't think there are enough female parts. And there aren't enough, like, female voices. It just strikes me that, like, a lot, like, this is all really, like, it comes from a root of, like, a masturbatory fantasy for, you know, like, nerds. Specifically rape fantasies, too. I've seen a lot of, like, stuff like that. And I've got to say, so maybe that changes, but just, I would really like a really solid matriarch in there. Maybe that changes. That would be cool, but, good. Spoiler alert. Thank you. My weekend, it's fucking Monday, I can't believe it. Like, I'm in a vacuum right now. My weekends are really weird now because I always work every weekend because I just do comedy full time, which is nuts. I quit my day job in this past October, and now I'm living the fucking dream. That's nuts. I was sort of being sarcastic, but that's fun. Anyway, I used to work in just like this bullshit office job. Anyone want to like work in an office?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, it's horrible. I wanted to kill myself every day for 5 years. Every day. I don't know how I didn't actually do it. I wasn't brave enough to, because you know that's the thing about suicide. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole here, but I really fucking hated it. It was really horrible. Every day I would go in there and just be like, I want to kill myself. And I was also really bad at it. I was really bad at it, and I do want to like underline that it wasn't for lack of trying. Actually, that's exactly what it was for. It was for a lack of trying, because, as I said, I hated it. And every day I'd go in and say, I'd rather suck dick for coke. And now, sometimes I do. So, some gigs are better than others, so be careful what you wish for. So one sort of like case in point of this is I had to do a weekend of comedy in Niagara Falls, the romance and suicide capital of the world. Not necessarily in that order, if you're lucky. It is probably the most like disgusting place on earth, I think. And if I was like a First Nations person or whatever, I'd be pissed off. I'd be really pissed off because like in that city, it's like haunted houses. There are like 18 million haunted houses and serial killer museums and like exotic bird and reptile museums. And it's just like, they're around every fucking corner. And you're just like, because some streams of water fall over some rocks, there are 5 haunted houses within a block radius. I just, it's bizarre. But aesthetically, that whole city, the way that I would describe it, I don't know if you've been to Niagara Falls before. Yeah, okay. Aesthetically, that entire city, it's like if the set designer from the TV show Married with Children could design an entire city. That's what it reminds me of. So if you picture the Bundy household, it's like whoever designed that also designed like churches and hotels and banks and like shit like that's just what the entire city is like. But the club there, the club that you play if you go to Niagara Falls, the Yuck Yucks, it's located in a casino. And so a lot of people, when they hear that, they think, like, that means that we, like, the comics are just playing on a stage in front of all these people at slot machines and, like, eating shrimp cocktails and shit, like in Sister Act, you know, at the beginning of that movie? Sister Act 1. Because it's not like that. There is actually a club inside the casino, so it's more like Sister Act 2 in that regard, when she makes it back in the habit. So that's what it's like. But it's in this, like, it's in this really, like, gross casino. It's not a nice casino. It's not like the casino that we're going to get in Toronto. I can't wait. No. no, that's the we're going to hell if we do that. But it's in this really sad casino where it's just like it's a place that they send old people to die. You know, like you go in there and it's just a lot of old people sitting at slot machines. And this is something that I realized. Okay? Slot machines are old people's iPhones. Right? You can't tear them away from them. It's like a teenage girl on an iPhone, old person in a slot machine. So it's very sad though. My heart goes out to old people. I have a complicated relationship with old people in that I realize they're necessary, but I feel bad for them. There are some things I think, I'm just trying this one, but there are some things that I think old people just don't get. Like they're never gonna understand. They're never gonna grasp. One of these things is headphones. Like the concept that we wear headphones. They just don't get that if you wear headphones, you know, like A, you're blocked off from the outside world, and B, that's the point, you know? Like they just don't understand what's going on there. Because I travel a lot now, I've like literally twice been on a plane or a train, and my seatmate has been an old person, and I have headphones on, and I sit down, and the old person goes, hi. And I go, mm-hmm. But like, I don't have headphones on, like, you know, like, whatever. And then 5 fucking minutes later, I look over and the old person is going like this. They just, oh, just don't get it anyway. I think that would happen more too to me with old people if I didn't have a Hitler Youth haircut. Because I think that's kind of a red flag for a lot of them. That's what my haircut is called. It's called the Hitler Youth. What? The problem with Hitler Youth wasn't that they didn't look good. They had other problems. They looked fantastic. Oh my god. That's like not even the most offensive thing that I've said like this week. I said something very offensive to a friend of mine I got in an argument with recently. It's probably the most offensive thing that I think you can say, like in a fight, you know? We were in the fight at the climax, and I just went for it. I just went for it, and I said, I did, I'm not proud of it, but I said, most offensive thing, I said, okay, you are like the Michelle Williams part of a Destiny's Child song. I know. So you are less than 10 words long, and you don't rhyme. Because do you remember her, Michelle Williams' part from, like, Survivor, Michelle Williams' chorus, whatever it was, after all of the darkness and sadness, still comes happiness. If I surround myself with positive things, I'll gain prosperity. That's you. That's your vibe. So, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to make it out of that one, guys. All right, you guys seem cool tonight. You're game. Are you ready for your first guest this evening? So, keep your energy up. These guys are trying tonight, so it is going to be good. First guest, super hilarious and a good friend of mine. Please, back to the stage, Dylan Gott.
Gonna be the best night of our lives, right? Yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh man, my name's Dylan. I look like this. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for laughing at my face. Because I know I kind of look like I am the internet. I know that. But in spite of looking like this, I'm actually still super stupid. Thank you. But because I look like this, people just stereotype me all the time. So they ask me computer questions constantly. People I don't know. So I had to come up with like a glasses move and a glasses voice to get out of those situations. I'll give you an example. I was trying to walk to the store the other day. This guy comes up a side street because I didn't see him at all. The first thing I saw was his phone. He was like, hey man, my BlackBerry contacts won't upload to my new iPhone. What do you want me to do? And I was like, have you even tried throwing it out? And I just walked away. I'm really confused. I feel bad because I'm like all the bad parts of nerds, but like none of the redeeming qualities. Like I'm not good with people really, but I also cannot fix computers at all. I feel like I'm a guy with a ponytail who doesn't know where to get cocaine. It's like, what's my purpose? Why am I even here really? I'm just weirding up the party, you know? Who's that guy sweating by the chips? Don't judge me. D- Do you think guys with ponytails have to buy dragon shirts, or are they just given them? Some guy works for the government, and he's like, oh, it's the 15th, here's your creepy shirt. Oh, thank you. You'll get your trench coat on Monday. Okay, good.
That's cool.
I've been trying to lose weight lately. I had to give up Burger King. I know Burger King's number two for most people, but it's number one for me, guys. I really love Burger King. I like to write jokes in Burger King because I find it changes the way people look at me. Because if I'm writing stuff in a coffee shop, I can kind of feel people's eyes, guy pointing at me and being like, look at this fucking piece of shit. He's probably writing a screenplay his mom's bankrolling. He's been on unemployment since he was like 18. I want to go in there, punch that guy in the face, and tell him we got a real job. But when I write stuff in Burger King, I can feel people's eyes being like, that guy, for sure working on a list of people to kill, for sure. There are no happy ideas going down on that piece of paper. It's just like, Rick, Chris. I really identify with it. I like Burger, because they're obviously the only fast food chain that doesn't put that much effort into being a fast food chain. Every other fast food chain, they come out with like a new sandwich. It takes 6 months. They attach a celebrity to it. It's a big event. Burger King came out with like 5 new sandwiches yesterday and no one noticed. It's like, I don't try at all. Like, we need a new sandwich. Taco filled with batteries. Just go with it. Who gives a shit? They're coming in because they're sad anyway. We're replacing the kids' meals with sad dad meals. You have to eat them alone in a broom closet. And the toy you get is a letter from your son. That was pretty fucked up, yeah. Not coming to Christmas again, huh? That could be the commercial. I don't know. Burger King's great because everyone's always mad in there for some reason. I've gotten in a couple confrontations. Like one time this lady, me and my buddy were talking, and she tapped us on the shoulder. She was like, could you please keep it down? You are in public. And I was like, wrong, I'm in Burger King. There are no rules in Burger King. I went into the washroom earlier, ma'am. There aren't any mirrors. Do you know how weird a concept that is? That means the number one customer complaint here is like, hey, I really enjoy your food and everything, I just don't want to look at myself after I eat it. I don't really need to face who I am right now. The best one by far is this guy, me and my buddy were laughing, and I'm not making this up, this guy comes up to our table, smacks it, just like, would you two giggling assholes shut the fuck up? You are ruining my fucking dinner. What are you laughing about? I was like, oh, he just said something. He's like, can't be funny. Can't be that fucking funny. Why don't you two gay boys go fuck yourselves? I hope you fail. And then he walked back and just ate his burger while staring at us the whole time. And some of the people in this room are like, man, that guy really insulted you. You should have done something. And there's a reason I didn't try and attack that guy. He called Burger King dinner. You can't hurt a man who views Burger King as dinner. He has no soul anymore. He's just flesh over skin. What am I going to do to him? Stab him in the heart? And he's just like, should have tried the head. And he steals my face. You know what I mean? I have a girlfriend, in spite of my Burger King love. she's a nice person, but the words she says are dumb. They're dumb sometimes. Thank you, yes. I know that sounds standard stand-up comedy, but tell me if you ever heard this before. One time we were eating a meal together, and she took a bite of this sandwich. She's like, this sandwich is crazy. It's bombastic. And I was like, wait a minute. Do you like Shaggy so much that you use his lyrics as adjectives? And she was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, all right, when you tell people about me, do you say I'm your boyfriend or your Mr. Love of Love? And she was like, shut up. And I was like, it wasn't me. And we don't have sex very often. I'll tell you this, Nolly. One time I got into a fight. I'm not really good at fighting. Basically what happened was, I think I bumped this guy or something, because he was like, watch out, pussy. And I was like, stop it! Dealt with, right? Falling all over the place. Anyway, And then this happens, and my buddy Garrett comes over, and he sees we're kind of getting into a confrontation, and he runs across the bar, and these two guys get into a fight, Garrett and the other guy. Now, it's a smaller bar, and there's only one bouncer, and I guess he only saw Garrett run over, because all he did was intercept, pick Garrett up, and chuck him up against the bar. So now the other guy's free, he comes rushing over to sucker punch him, and in that moment, I jumped out of nowhere and did the most amazing thing I'll ever do in my life. I caught this guy's fist. It's like dead in my hand, guys. And I wanted to say something so cool, like, not in my town, buddy. Something amazing, but all that came out was, don't touch my... And I started to say, friend. But he pushed me, and I went, ah! All right, guys, you've been amazing. Have a great night.
Dylan got...
Dylan got talent, more like. All right, we're going to keep things going with our next guest. He has opened for Eddie Griffin before, to which I said, who dat? And then he said he was in like a lot of Rob Schneider movies. Like he would have been the black guy in a lot of like Rob Schneider movies. Anyway, he does very well touring comedy. We wish him the best. And this guy opened for, oh my God, what is wrong with me? All right, please welcome to the stage, Chris Robinson!
Everyone's doing all right? Yeah. Nice, nice, that's good. Everyone's excited and shit. They look nice. Did anyone have to take the subway to get here today? Woo! Woo! Yeah, we're broke! Woo! Over here! Yeah, those two people, that's okay. Don't worry, man, I had to take that shit too. But a lot of people don't like taking the subway. I love it, man. Like, it's just free entertainment, you know? Like, so much weird stuff happens on the subway, like, I don't know, do you ever miss your stop on the subway because you're eavesdropping on 16-year-old girls' conversations? Does that ever happen to any of you? Because shit is going down at Central Tech High School, okay? Like, no lie, I was listening to these three girls. It was Rebecca, Stacy, and Shannon. And, well, it was Rebecca and Stacy, they were talking about Shannon. But Rebecca goes, okay, honestly, I don't give a fuck if Shannon's dating Ben, because I was talking to him online last night, and he was telling me that they're not really doing what Evan Rochelle and Grade is doing, so we're probably going to hook up this Friday. And Stacy's like, yeah, you should definitely do it. And I'm holding on to the pole like, oh, shit! God damn, these girls are ruthless. I just like want to find out what their schedule is so I can get the scoop on science, you know? One day I'm just going to like bust open to their class and be like, hey, yo, Shannon! Rebecca's a bitch! Alright? Her and Stacy, they're scheming. They're scheming whores, and they don't deserve your friendship. And Ben, he doesn't know you. He doesn't know you like I know you, Shannon. Love me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, fuck.
This guy's like, I totally hang out at high school, too. So true, so true.
I got like, I have funny people in my family, man. Like, my grandma's hilarious. She's an old Jamaican lady, and she called me to tell me about something. And did you guys hear about that that 19-year-old boy who got accosted by like four large women a couple of weeks ago? And yeah, it was a very sad story. But my grandma called me to let me know about that. To let you know, my grandma's an old Jamaican lady, and old Jamaican ladies only have two emotions. That's confusion and anger. And she calls me up, and she goes, Christopher! I'm like, yes, grandma. Oh, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm about to ride my bike to a show. You're riding your bike? Yeah, grandma. You have a light? Yeah, I got a light. Oh, okay. Right, you can just say that. You don't have to scream into the phone. Like, all right, what's up? Why'd you call me grandma? She's like, me just want to ask you. Yo. She stutters for a half hour before she spits anything out. Yo. You're about that boy who get ramp up? I love speaking proper English back to her.
And just be like, yes, Grandma, I did hear about that boy who got raped up. As you so eloquently put it. And she goes, okay, me just make sure. So if you're walking home late at night, make sure you don't take no ride from people, even if they're white. Like, what? Even if they're white? What are you talking? Oh, yeah, because white people love giving random black men rides home in the middle of the night. Yeah, Grandma. Oh, sorry, man, I can't. My grandma said no. No white people. I'm sorry, bro. I would. Doesn't make sense. Honestly, like, no offense to white people, but I wouldn't even want to take a ride home from a white guy. Because I'm too sketched out by that shit, man. Like, if it was any other race of people, like black guys, fucking Asian guys, Spanish guys, whatever, if they pulled up beside me and told me to get in the car, I'd be like, all right, they're going to jump me and steal my iPhone. That's it. But if, like, a white dude offered me a ride home, I'm like, nah, man, this guy's going to, like, lock me in his basement and make me fucking wear his mom's wedding dress and suck my toes and shit, just, like, do some weird, fucked up shit. Fuck, man, no thanks, man, I'll walk. You know what else is funny, too? I got a nephew who's 9 years old. This kid's growing up so fast, man. He's already like talking to girls and stuff. He's 9. He already has game. He runs game on girls. He's 9, and he was showing me his Facebook. Like all these girls messaging him, and they were like, "Jaheim, when are we gonna play at recess sometime? When are we gonna go to after school program together? I have razors in my backpack. I was gonna give you like weird kid flirting and stuff." And so he showed it to me. I'm like, yo, man, you got some girls, huh? That's pretty sick. And he's like, starts acting all tough. He's like, yo, that's soft tings, man, soft tings. Just like, starts mean mugging. I'm like, soft tings? What do you know about tings, period? Kid, you're 9, you don't know about tings. You know, I learned about tings till health class, man. But then there was this main girl, Marquise, who was messaging him a lot and stuff. And I'm like, yo, Marquise, she must be your girl, huh? And he's like, what? No, that girl's murked. And for people who don't know what murk means, it's ugly, a 9-year-old thug. And so he goes, he's like, you want to see a picture? I'm like, yeah, all right. So he goes, he starts flipping through his phone and shit. And then it like dawned on me. I'm like, yo, I'm waiting here to judge. If this 9-year-old girl is murked or not, like, what kind of uncle am I? Where I'm like, what? Got some busted 9-year-olds? Bring them out, man. We'll go pick for pick. I'm sure I got some uncles in here. Fuck, man. And then he did bring out a picture of her, and lo and behold, she was fucking murked, guy. Oh my God, was she murked? She was one of the most murked 9-year-olds I have ever seen in my life. Poor Marquise, but life's not fair. I'm gonna get out of here, but I just wanna tell you, you guys wanna hear something like funny that I do during sex before I leave? Yeah? Okay, sick. All the guys out there should just try this out, okay? Next time you're like having like real passionate sex with your girl and it's like, you're doing like, it's real love, like, you know, slow, you're doing those slow, genuine pumps, and it's just, like, you know, and you just got that, when it's real passionate, just start making girl noises, okay? It's hilarious. All of a sudden, it's all nice and soft and, like, quiet, and you're just like, oh, you like that? Oh, yeah, yeah, you like my heart there, yeah? Yeah, you like my heart in your little pussy, yeah? Yeah, you think like my heart did, yeah? Yeah? Oh, wait, stop. I gotta stop. I think I gotta pee. Sorry, I can't keep going. I think I gotta pee. And she's like, no, you're gonna squirt. You're gonna squirt. Keep going. That's what happens, man. Fun. All right, thanks a lot. My name is Chris Robinson.
Job by someone who looks like him at the gym today, so yes, I can picture that happening. energy tonight. This is amazing. Everyone's doing so great. We're just going to keep things going with our next comic. Please welcome to the stage, Aisha Alpa!
Yeah, my name is Aisha. I'm like, everyone pronounces it a little bit differently, I think, and it gets screwed up all the time. It's just Aisha. Let's just do like a little lesson right now. Just Aisha, one word, easy, yeah. The first time I came to Toronto, I just moved here from Winnipeg, and the first time I came and did a show, the guy like forgot my name when he was mid-sentence introducing me. He's like, everybody put your hands together for Shaniqua. I was in the back like, she sounds funny, where is she? But like, my friend told me, she's like, why don't you tell people what your full first name is, and that will help with the pronunciation issues, which sounds smart, but my full first name is actually Aisha with a T-U at the end. So on paper, it looks cute, like, oh, Aisha 2. Maybe there's like an Aisha 1 running around. But the correct pronunciation of my full first name is Aishat. Yeah. Aishat. Like, I came out of my mother in like the most glorious day of my life, and they're like, oh, she's so beautiful. We'll call her Aishat. Seems about right. Like, I'm gonna walk up to people seriously, like, oh, what's your name, Janet? Yeah. I shat. And people don't want to shake. She didn't want to shake my hand. She just kept her hand. She's like, okay. Where? It's weird when you're like, I was dating a guy and he was like, I'm gonna embrace your, you know, your name, your full name. And like the first time we had sex, we were like going at it, and he's like, oh, it feels so good, I shat. I was just like, oh my god, me too. So then I was single. But no, I'm like, I'm half black and I'm half white. And I used to like chemically straighten my hair all the time and just started growing my curls out for the first time in the last couple years. And thank you. Yeah, thank you. I accept those applause because it is hard to grow curls when you have, like, there are a lot of ugly stages along the way. This is not one of them. It's as good as it gets. But... Like, it's just weird for me because my friends are so, like they're encouraging, they're trying to be encouraging, but it's bizarre. Like, one of my friends, I came in from the rain when it was getting curly, and she's like, oh my god, can you get it wet? I was like, why am I friends with you? You're an idiot. This is, oh no, it shrinks. I forgot. I have to dry clean it only. It's like, so stupid. My friends are dumb. But one of my guy friends, the best comment I ever got was one of my guy friends. I hadn't seen him in a while. He's like, your hair looks really good. It looks like my dog's hair. Because that's what I'm going for, is dog hair out of my human head. Good. When I was a kid, my friend's like, I want hair like Snow White. I want hair like Cinderella. I want hair like Lassie. Nice manageable coat. I would actually, if someone shaved Lassie and made a wig, I would wear that wig because that would be a sweet-ass wig. It blows in the wind. When I go out in the wind, it's just like resistance training. It's so weird. But I keep trying, like, I keep trying to do the thing that's good for everybody and send my hair in for, like, lots of love. You know, make the wigs for kids who are in trouble? Yeah? One guy's smacking his head. Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you appreciate it, because they just keep, like, return to sender. Stop sending us your pubes. But I like my hair. It's great. I have like the whitest mom alive. She's, you know, those people who are like so white that you can like see their veins in their arm. Like you're like, you're that white, right? My mom's so white that like you can see her like organs functioning in her stomach. When I when she was pregnant with me, they just went in for her like checkup when she's pregnant. And she just lifted her shirt, and I'm like, yeah, I'm good. But my dad is like the blackest man you've ever seen. He's like full Nigerian black man, and like people realize I have a black dad, and like the amount of times this happens is ridiculous. People are like, oh, so your dad's black, eh? He's got a big dick. What? Are you kidding me? You're asking me if my dad has a big penis? Of course he does! Have you seen how black he is? Huge! Just big. But for me, the weirdest thing was I heard this guy, overheard a conversation, this guy's like, oh, have you ever had sex with a black chick? And I don't understand what's, like, I get a black guy supposed to have a big penis, but like, what's supposed to be happening with like a black vagina that's so different? Like, it's just huge. It's like, someone's like, I put my dick in, I put my balls, I stuck my wallet in there. I was just like, oh no! Keep putting things in and see what it is! Gosh. I think that, like, a black vagina is just, like, sassier than, like, a white vagina. Like, you get down there, it's just like these two big lips chewing gum. You know? He's like a little small white penis, like, no, you didn't. Combs its weed, you know. Chance. That's what mine looks like, anyway. But I only have just one white, like, you know, one big old black. But one of my friends was talking about a weave. I don't have a weave down there. That's not what's going on. I actually went for a Brazilian bikini wax recently. Anybody? Yep, just me. Good. This is gonna be good. I went there, and no one told me like it was like yoga and waxing at the same time, right? I walk in, and there's this lady in like a lab coat. I was like, why do you need a lab coat? What's gonna happen? She's like, take your pants off, and just left the room. So I freaked out, and I took my pants off, and I just took my top off. I was like, I don't know, I'm gonna get naked and just see what happens. And like, she's in there doing her thing, being very professional, like, but then she's in my business center, and she looks up at my face, and she goes, I'll just take her mustache off for free. I was like, what are you talking about? About it because I'm looking at her, I'm like, well, if the biggest problem is when you're down here, there's like a 5 o'clock shadow up here, everyone else is noticing me, right? But I have a sensitive face, so she just took off the edges of the lady mustache. Do you know what's left when that happens? You just have this! I walked out like looking like I got off a horse because I'm like sore in here with like a black lady Hitler on a horse. I was like, I don't know. Sexy time. That's how I'm gonna leave the stage. Black Lady Hitler on a horse. Sign my shell. Thank you guys so much.
Yo, this is Chris Robinson. Stop all that roid rage. You're listening to the Alt.com Comedy Lounge, recorded at the Rivoli, live in Toronto.
Next guest coming to stage is a Twitter superstar in his own right. At Chris Lock Fun is his handle. And get ready to have it right now. Please welcome Chris Lock.
Shit, man, that's some fucking good, whatever, punk band. Doo-doo-bap, stupid lap, doo-ba-doo-ba-bap. Shit. Oh, yeah, it's crazy, man. Oh, yeah! How you guys doing? You all right? Good, me too. You guys happy that it's spring? Spring is here? Yeah? Good, me too. I love the spring because I like being able to walk around the city, and I love walking around Toronto. It's fun. I think it's funny when this happens. When you're walking around the city sometimes, you'll see someone that looks like a celebrity, right? Like, that happened to me the other day. I saw this guy, and at first I was like, is that Harrison Ford? Right? But then the guy you're looking at, like, bends down and picks up a cigarette butt from the sidewalk. And then he puts it in a little pouch. And then you're like, nah, I don't think it is. If that's him, he's weird. Oh, it's a big night. You guys get all washed up for the big night. You get all in the shower, do that shit. You have to put the all water on the old Donners, scrub a dub. Put the loofah on your fucking whatever. What's a loofah? You know what I mean? I ask you guys this because
I bathe sometimes, sure, when I have to, I guess. You know, sometimes I'll bathe when it seems appropriate. But for real, though, I wanted to bring this up. When's the last time you tried taking a bath in a bathtub, right? Think about that, especially the guys, right? Think about that, because I tried taking a bath in a bathtub recently, and it was humiliating. All right? It was just me in there, and my knees and my belly were sticking way out of the water. Like, I felt like some old naked jerk that was just sitting in a puddle. And the cops put up those orange cones, and they're like, just walk around, kids. Just walk around. Don't disturb the bathing beast. The worst. The bathtub was too small. Case closed. I like drinking a lot. You guys like drinking? You drinking tonight? That's not enough. Are you guys drinking tonight? You have some drinks? It's Monday night. What else are you supposed to do? Get fucking drunk, man. Gives a dick's ass. Right? I like drinking. I drink. I don't even know a fancy way of saying that. I drink. I like drinking, but I'm getting older now, and when you get older, your hangovers get worse, right? They get way worse. Like, I had, like, one of those hangovers the other day where, like, it's brutal, right? Like, just one of those hangovers where you wake up, and you're completely immobile, right? You can't move. You feel like a dumb person trapped behind a dead man's eyes. You know what I mean? Like, one of those hangovers where you wake up, and you ask your cats for help. Like, I just woke up, and I was just like, cats! Cats! Okay, good, there you are. Listen, I need you to go get me a cheeseburger and a toilet. And drag him in here with your cute little paws. I've got to see it. Cute pies. And the cats just look at each other like, does he mean like a litter box? That's our world, man. That's where we go. I'm trying to lose weight now, and I drink a lot of beer, so I'm trying to cut that out. I want to lose weight, right? Look at this fucking shit. I scared you right off the bat. I came right here, I was like, hi! And she was like, shit! Like a Sea World, and I'm just like a fucking killer whale coming out of a polo shirt, like, bruh! I want to lose weight and get in shape. I want this belly gone. I want this belly gone once and for all so that the next time a girl does go down on me, I don't have to look at porn simultaneously just to get the gist of what's going on now. Right? Like, oh yeah, I like that. It looks pretty great to me. Yeah, keep clapping. Let's do it. Yeah, so I'm trying to cut back on beer. So now I just drink gin all the time. Right? Drink gin. That's any doctor will tell you that. Drink more gin. Go see your doctor. They just get you to take your clothes off and then they tickle you and move your belly up and down for a bit. Then they're like, drink more gin. I don't know if he's a real doctor. He just ran out of the room after that, stole my clothes. But anyways, I went and drank more gin. But I like drinking gin, I don't mind. Gin is fucking cool, man. Like, it's a cool drink. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, clap. Well, claps, I want laughs, I want all that shit. Do we have gin drinkers here? Yeah? You know what I'm talking about. I like gin. There's a couple, like, I don't mind drinking gin because there's a couple things about gin that are cool, right? Like, one is the ingredients is cool. Like, the ingredients to gin just sounds like a witch's elixir. Right? Like, the ingredients to gin is like juniper berries, orris root, fucking eye of newt. And it just tastes like someone squeezed alcohol out of the forest and handed it to you in like a wooden goblet. And then you're like, does this give me everlasting life or does it turn me into a beast? What is this pagan magic? It's delicious. So there's that. I like the ingredient. The other thing is when you get drunk on gin, It's like classier. Like you feel more decadent, right? Like you feel like a rich man from the 1920s, right? Like when you're drunk on gin, you feel like the Great Gatsby. Like when you're drunk on gin, you're just like, oh, pardon me, old sport, but I'm just gonna go barf into this jazz man's tuba. Beer, you could just be at any old hillbilly yokel that's just pissing in a bush being like, is that a UFO? It's classier. It's fucking hot in here, man. I'm sweating my dick off. You guys feel it? Can you feel that heat? Look at my sweaty fucking, my head looks like a sweaty elephant's nut. Poor guy. Where's the other one? Sick elephant. All right, I gotta get going. But I was talking about I need to get in shape, feeling ashamed about that shit. You guys know Big Smoke Burger?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Some people don't, and that's retarded. Get out of here! You know what I'm talking about? Idiot! But I was at a Big Smoke Burger the other day, and I went by myself, and I went to get a cheeseburger, and then I went and sat in the window seat of the restaurant. Right? So at first I thought that was a good idea. I was like, oh yeah, it's sunny out. I'll eat my cheeseburger on a sunny day. Who doesn't want to eat their cheeseburger in the sun? Right? It's paradise. Paradise. But then not shortly after that, I realized it's a bad mistake, right? Because when you're eating in the window seat of the restaurant, you're now on display. Right? It's like the zoo. Like people walking on the street can just look in and be like, holy shit, look at that baby ape just going for it. They're like, go man, go. Just like taking lettuce and mayonnaise out of your beard, like, don't look at me. Plus, I was eating the cheeseburger by myself, which makes it way worse, right? Because at least if you're eating with your friends, then you can just let loose, have pride, like just fucking wave your burgers in the air, and just be like, yeah, just a bunch of friends eating burgers, getting loose, being goose. Cheers. Friendship. When you're by yourself, you're all ashamed, you're like covering the burger like it's an exam. And you got like a look on your face like, oh, I wish it was my birthday every day. The world is tough. Plus, I don't think I should be doing like, I think I'm bad PR for Big Smoke Burger. Right? Like, I don't think I should be the one sitting in the window advertising the restaurant's food. Right, like I just picture like two guys out on their business lunch and they're like, oh, hey man, where do you want to go for lunch? You want to go to this place? And then they look in the window and they see me there. And they're like, nah, I don't think so. This place looks like the food turns you into a tired drifter. Let's go get some sush. Make some deals. All right, that's my time, guys. You guys are awesome. Enjoy the rest of the show. Thank you.
Nutsack head, Chris Locke! Woo! We're gonna keep things going.
It is warm in here.
Very funny guy coming up next, and a mainstay here at the Rivoli. Please welcome Mark Jabonian!
Yeah. Good old country music. Is that country? I don't know. What's going on, guys? Give it up for Andrew. Woo! It's going. We got the killer energy in the room. It's good. I'm just gonna get into this here. I'm happy that I do stand up. I feel like it's a positive thing to do, you know, because I'm actually from Scarborough originally. And thank you, people from Scarborough. I thought there'd at least be one person who made it out. I'm all about references, people, and I fucked up off the top. No, I'm from Scarborough, and I feel like it's a positive thing to do stand-up, you know, like, because the whole point is you come to a show, hopefully I make you laugh, and then you leave, and really, if you don't leave happy, you're the messed up one. Like, that's how this works, so, you know, I don't understand how you come to, like, a happy environment, and you leave angry, and it happens. Well, that's besides the point, guys. What I'm saying is I'm happy they do this because everyone who I grew up with at this point in time are either music producers or drug dealers, okay? And, like, I know some people are like, oh, stereotypical Scarborough, but honestly, it's true. You know, like, one night, you know, I was taking the bus home, it was like 3 in the morning, right? I'm standing there, and this guy comes up to me, right? And he's wearing, like a hat covering his eyes and a hood on, right? And he comes up to me, and he's like, yo, you want some weed? And I'm like, no, I'm cool, man, thanks, right? He's like, are you sure you don't want any weed? I'm like, no, thanks for this double offer, you know, but I'm still good, thank you, right? And he's like, well, how much money do you have on you? And I was like, what, why? He's like, give me your money. And he comes at me, and I'm like, are we really going to do this right now at 3 a.m.? And he comes at me, and out of a reflex, I give him a shoulder, right? And I hit him, and he goes back, and we lock eyes, and he's like, yo, Mark, what's up, man? You know? You know? I'm like, yo, Juggernaut, what's going on, you know? It's obviously his nickname in high school, you know? So I gave him a high five, man. He's like, yo, your sister told me doing that comedy shit, man. It's awesome. And I'm like, yeah, man, I see yourself to your usual ways, you know? It's pretty good, you know? He's like, I know, man. I'm like, you almost caught me this time. He's like, I know. Isn't that crazy? And he's like, man, you know, that's awesome. You're doing comedy. I'm like, yeah, man. I'm like, do you have any other side projects you're working on? He's like, yeah, man, producing music, you know? Just check out a beat sometimes. I'm like, awesome. You know? And then the bus came, we got on, and had a 45-minute delightful conversation, you know? It was beautiful, guys. But then as I got off the bus, I robbed him. You know what I mean? I gotta keep shit real, you know? I needed a new hat. It was a stupid haircut. This is it, guys. This is the haircut of choice for the rest of my life. I don't even care anymore. This is... And this is now what I think is the good stage of it. I don't even know where it's at. Because the reason why I have this stupid haircut is because it's like, I can't spend more than $10 on a haircut, okay? And this is clearly the product of a $5 to $10 haircut, guys. But there's a reason, okay? There's a reason for it. It's because I have no idea what to describe to the barber what I want. I have no idea. My whole life, I thought I knew. I thought I could go in there, shoot the shit with them. Hey, what's up, man? Give me a coffee, whatever. Take some fucking angles. I don't even know how to describe it to you guys in joke form how to get my hair cut, okay? You know? So I went to one guy, right? I went to one guy, and he had the book. You know what I mean? Like, I love the book, you know? Because you sit there, you pick a hairstyle, he tries to match it, and you move on, right? But the only problem with the book is they haven't made a new one since, like, 84, you know? You know? So, like, whatever you pick, you're kicking it old school, you know? So, like, I'm looking through this book, trying to pick a hairstyle that best suits my face, you know? And I come across something that I can kind of work with, right? And I look at him, and I'm like, you know what, man? I'm like, just give me the mullet, okay? Give me the mullet, but cut the back off. You know, like, I don't want any party, you know? Like... You know, like, I want business in the front and business in the back, you know? Let's have a little fucking business meeting up here, you know? Have a good time. The guy looks at me with confidence, and he's like, oh, no problem. I'm like, oh, cool, right? So I'm sitting there, and this guy gives me his haircut. And I'm like, man, this isn't the mullet. What happened? And he just looks at me, and he's like, I'm sorry. You know, and like... And I couldn't even argue. It was $8 with tip, you know? So, like, I'm like, man, I guess I got what I paid for, you know? I gotta step it up a bit, you know? Go to the $10 range, you know? This is my receipt, if you will, for a $10 haircut, right? This is what I have to show to my accountant, you know? But here's the thing, because I went to a $10 haircut, right? I go into this new place, you know? And the guy's like, okay, what do you want? And like I told you, like, the book doesn't work. I like black out. You know, I'm trying to think about it, you know. And the guy kept coming out. He's like, bro, what do you want, man? And, like, at the time, my hair was like down to like mid-neck. You know, I don't know what the scientific term is yet. I'll find out. I'll get back to you. But it was like down to like my mid-neck, right? And I was like, what do you want? And I had like an epiphany, right? I was like, man, just cut it in half. And he was like, what? And I'm like, cut it in half, and then we'll go from there, you know? We don't need to jump into this. Let's take it inch by inch, you know? Because, like, I don't know about you guys, you know, but I know that when my hair is growing out, it gets to, like, a length where I'm like, this is how I want it all the time. You know, like, kind of like this in a way, I guess, but I don't know, you know? But I have, like, no idea how to describe it to the barber, you know? So, like, what I want to do now is, you know, when my hair gets to that length, I'm going to go to my barber and kick the door open and be like, look, man, remember this shit, all right? I'm
I'm going to be back in the next 3 to 6 months, okay? There's no one that comes here. You know, take a picture and put it in the book, okay? I want to be in this stupid fucking book now. I don't know how people get in there, you know? It's a bad memory for Africans, apparently, you know? And like, so the guy's like, okay, you know, so he's like, okay, I'll cut it in half, whatever. So I sit down, you know, and again, the guy's like, no problem. And I'm like, okay, clearly I don't learn from my mistakes. This is me foreshadowing what's about to happen, okay? Because I sit there, and he legitimately ends up shaving my hair, just shaving the whole thing right off, right? And I snap, I'm like, man, the fuck, man, this isn't half, you know? Like, what happened? He looks me dead in the eyes, okay? He's straight in the eyes. And this is what a $10 response gets you. He looks at me, and he's like, look, man, I cut it in half, and then I went with my gut and cut the rest off. I'm like, this isn't a gut decision that you make, you know what I mean? Like, we gotta run the numbers, we gotta make sure everything works up top, you know? Because, like, what he just did was, he just, like, rounded third and decided on his gut to run home. Nobody waved him, man, you know, because really the mirror is the third base coach for the haircut, you know what I mean? Because, like, when you reach that happy meeting that you all agreed on, you know, you lock eyes in the mirror, and I'm like, you know, let's fucking take this home. You know what I mean? Slide. Then they take an inch off. You know, but guys, again, $10. You know what I mean? And across the street, there's beef patties for $1. How the fuck do you lose, you know? So I'm eating a beef patty, okay? I don't have to explain to you how I crossed the street. You have imaginations. I have a very average walk, okay? So I'm eating a beef patty now. And I'm eating a beef patty, and I see the name of the place that just cut my hair, okay? And it's just called Kevin. That's it. Doesn't say Kevin's, doesn't say barber, doesn't say salon, you know? For all I know, this guy's a guy with a book, a pair of scissors, and a dream, you know? But whatever the case is, he works off his gut, so I will be going back there, you know? Birch Mountain Ellesmere, guys, check it out. But here's the thing. I know all the fucking references, but here's the thing. I know some people are like, look, man, you just cheap. Deal with it. Okay, like, pay a normal price, get a proper haircut, so you look like a loser. I'm not cheap, guys. All right, I dabbled. I've been up there. 25, 30 with tip. Been there, done that. Okay? These places suck. Okay? There's no character. You go in there like they think they're in the future. Everything's painted white and it's all open concept. You know? And there's like lights shooting out of the floor for some reason. There's like a little dog running around. You know? And you start petting the dog and they're like, sir, why are you here? I'm like, I don't know anymore. You know? I came out of mission. This dog threw me in a loop, you know? But the thing is, I think they're so cool. Oh, yeah. Let's just serve wine while we cut your hair. Oh, please, yeah. Give me extra hair in my wine. You know, that's exactly why I cut here, you know? I'm actually taking this flavor to my house, you know? I can't drink without hair now. The way it gets stuck in my throat is amazing. I'm blogging about this tonight. This is it. Nothing comes out of these places, guys. Let me tell you guys a $7 haircut story that's fucking hilarious, okay? Sitting down in a mall, obviously, getting my hair cut, okay? And I'm sitting there, and this old guy comes in. He's like 85 years old, right? He comes down, sits down beside me. He has like hair on the side. He's wearing like a ball cap, right? The lady's like, sir, what would you like? He didn't even need a book. He knew exactly what he wanted. He's like, hey, take a bit off the top. She's like, oh, no problem. She takes his hat off, and he's completely bald, okay? Not one hair on his head. And she's like, sir, you're bald. And he gets up, and he's like, I know. And starts dying of laughter and walks out of the store. That fucking is. Honestly, guys, thank you very much. I'm Mark and Brian.
The Alt-Doc Comedy Lounge happens every Monday night at 9 p.m. at the Rivoli in downtown Toronto. For information on upcoming shows, visit alt.comedylounge.com or connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. For previous shows, check out podalmighty.com or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.